and the sad news has come through to us here of the passing of Henry Weber of Kilmorna Listowel, formerly of Solingen in Germany, who passed away peacefully on the 25th of August, beloved husband of Frederica and dearest father of Christian, Eva and Astrid. Henry is somebody we spoke to on the programme a couple of years ago in 2021. Of course, his family started the Jouka knife making factory in Listowel in the 1960s, brought a huge level of employment to that area of Kerry, and lots of condolences and tributes coming into him this morning for starting off that industry at a time when it was very much needed. With me in the line to talk about this in more detail is Councillor Jimmy Maloney of Fianna Fáil on the death of the German businessman. Before we hear from Jimmy, we're going to hear Henry speaking. We did a piece on this programme about the connections between German industry and Kerry, whether it was Leaper in Killarney or Jouka in Listowel. Going back through the decades, how important it was at the time to bring industry to Kerry in the 1950s and the 1960s. He was speaking to Trasa Murphy.
So my father and I came over here, and we had recommendations for Shannon, for Ennis, and Listowel and Killarney. So we had a look at all these places, and in Listowel we met Dan Maloney, who was the TD here at the time. And he would never let us go again. He was so keen on helping us, and we were very impressed with this. So we decided on Listowel, and we started building the factory in 1961, I think, 61. So I came over and back initially. I was sort of commuting between Germany and here, supervising the building, supervising the early training of people who we hired, and that's how we came to Ireland.
Is it the case that the then Taoiseach Sean Lamass opened the company in Listowel when you started?
That's correct, yes. When the company was opened in 61, the Taoiseach opened it, and it was the first time that he made reference to the fact that Ireland was going to look for becoming part of the European EEC, it was called at the time. It made all the news headlines, I think. Yeah.
And
that was a big day. That was a big day when Sean Lamass came down. He came into our house too, and we had tea with him, and it was great.
Did that make you, your father, the company, realize or feel satisfied that she had made the right decision to open a company in Ireland and open a company in Kerry, in Listowel?
Well, you see, initially I was to be here for 3 years, and I'm still living here together with my wife. So that answers that question. We fell in love with the country, and in particular this area here. And so after 3 years, there was no way we would have gone back.
And why is Kerry so special? Why did you fall in love with Ireland so much, and Kerry and Listowel?
Well, it was the whole area, Kerry and the West Coast. But we found the people in Listowel very helpful.
Yeah, there you go. That's Henry Weber, who was he and his family were behind the setting up of that company in Listowel. Jimmy Maloney, good morning to you. A sad morning for Listowel. Everyone who knew Henry, I know thoughts about his family this morning.
Yeah, Jerry, indeed. And look, first of all, I suppose condolences to the Weber family, EK's wife and Christian and Astrid and Eve, the children, and, you know, his extended family and friends. But I do think, look, it's a day also to remember the hugely positive influence he had, not only in Listowel, but looked on North Kerry and Kerry and West Limerick in general. You know, you could hear from there, from the clip that you just played, he had a great affinity for the area and a great affinity for the people. You know, he came over here in the late 50s, and 60 odd years later, he was still here, got married here, you know, raised his family here. And he obviously had a great affinity for the area, but he was, I think the legacy that they left in Listowel, the first factory, that was built in Listowel at a time when there wouldn't have been many, many opportunities, you know, when immigration was very, very high. You know, that he gave huge family, there was a huge kind of family network with the factory when it was there. The families would have gone through that. A lot of people would have gone through the factory, given employment in the area. There would have been employment, of course, then for people when the factory was being built, because nothing at that scale would ever have been built in Listowel at the time. And he also provided apprenticeships then as well for people doing tool making. So it was just, I think it's a very, very important day, a sad day, but a very important day to remember the legacy and the huge, how he helped shape many, many people's lives across the whole area.
That is a key thing, because like you said, there was nothing of this kind in Listowel before this company came along, and a lot had to be done to attract it and to try and get things going, and it provided decades of employment for people at all levels.
Exactly, and you know, that was, I think he always said himself, they were actually, when they were based in, you know, they were in Northwest Germany, they were looking for to expand, they were looking for a labour market, and try to get into the UK market as well, and they actually saw an ad from the IDA in Germany. Now, they were given the options of where to go, but They just obviously fell in love with Listowel. They really had an affinity to the place, but it was just a huge opportunity at that time. I think it's very difficult for us, to imagine how different things were then. That there were the opportunities that a factory like this coming into Listowel, providing well-paid jobs and giving people an opportunity to stay in the area. You know, there's always a story then as well that obviously people weren't trained up, that I think it was 30 or 40 people, then the initial workers went to Germany at the time in the early 60s to the factory in Germany to be trained up as well. You know, and that must have been a marvellous experience. I know I've met some of them, you know, the marvellous experience and the opportunity that provided for them. And he was a really forward-thinking. He was a thinking, really modest and unassuming man, as well. But he was a really forward-thinking man I was talking to someone yesterday, and they were telling me a story that he used. I won't say it was a bus service, but they used to be four transit vans with planks of wood in the back of them. And that was how he used to get his workers in from the villages around Listowel or West Limerick at the time, when obviously people wouldn't have cars and there wouldn't have been a bus service as that. So, and speaking to people as well, a lot of them have very, very fond memories of working for him and working in the factory there, up in the tower, up in Carradone, yes.
Yeah, underlines, Jimmy, the importance of having a local TD who's on the ball and encouraging as possible to try and get companies in.
Oh, 100%, I know. And look, at that time, his family would have stayed with my grandfather and my grandmother below. When they came initially, I think it was his father and Henry himself came. They would have stayed with my grandfather and grandmother. And then over the period of time when they were coming back before they got set up in their own house, their own home, Carradone, at the time where they were living, they would have stayed. The family would have there. Ika, when she came over, his now wife, I think she was fiancée or girlfriend at the time, would have stayed. And they remained friends. My grandfather passed away actually not long after that, but they remained friends with my grandmother and my aunt and my father at the time. You know, so they were good friends all the way through. But it was, I guess, different times really. That if you were trying to attract a pharma company or a tech company and bringing over a CEO of a big multinational, would they be staying in the house of a TD? But I think it's a different, it shows the level that it is important that people are promoting their own area and promoting, areas that mightn't have been on the map. Like, it was good. You think back to late 50s, going from Northwest Germany to Southwest Ireland and into North Kerry, you know, that plug people are pushing for their own areas. And I think just that what we have to offer here as well, and what we had to offer back then, obviously you can hear from Henry's comments there that he obviously just fell for the area and stayed here. I think the important thing though is to remember his legacy of today for the men. Many, many families that he helped all over the years.
Yeah, and look, just reading some of the condolences that are online, a huge number of people talking about having employment there, how important the money was at the time for them and their families. It saved a lot of people from the boat or the airplane.
Undoubtedly, you know, the first factory to come into the stall, when you would have been in a period of huge immigration, when people would be going to America and to the States, you know, and it definitely saved people there. And like I say, it was a huge amount of families actually went through there. They might have moved on, they might have stayed there, but again, it would have given them a start in life, would have given them an opportunity to purchase a home, start their own families, you know, get their own children through education. And I don't think it can be overestimated that coming into rural Ireland at that point in time, where we were, that something like this for the Weaver family to make the decision to come to Listowel to set up, the influence that it would have had and the knock-on effect it would have had across all businesses and industries in the area, having something like this at that moment in time, I don't think it can be overestimated. And I think today, a very, very important day, look, just to acknowledge the legacy and appreciate what the Weaver family did for the whole area and the county in general.
Yeah, certainly is the case. Jimmy, listen, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about Henry and his contribution to Listowel this morning. That's Councillor Jimmy Maloney there. His grandfather was a key part of that operation to encourage the company to open and to set up base here. It's Henry Weber of Farinoga, Kilmorna, Listowel, who passed away this week. He is been in Listowel for 63 years, reposing at Glazier Funeral Home, Greenville, Listowel, on Saturday, 30th of August, from 3 to 5 p.m. followed by